Welcome to Connection Point, everyone. I'm James Hilliard, and we're going to start this episode off with a question. Are you spending more for power than new servers? For most organizations, data center costs are rising these days. Environmental responsibilities are also presenting new opportunities to review best practices and increase cost savings. Hardware refreshes, efficient power and cooling strategies, and software-based approaches such as virtualization are obvious choices for organizations looking to cut costs in the data center. When you consolidate, optimize, and update your hardware, not only can you improve performance, you can also reduce power and cooling demands. The results are substantial savings in energy costs and a smaller carbon footprint for IT. What we're going to do on this episode of Connection Point is talk with Lance Bishop. He is with us here, the Director of Energy Management Services at Schneider Electric, a global specialist in energy management and data center solutions. Lance is responsible for Schneider Electric's assessment services team, focusing on data center efficiency, availability, and total cost of ownership. And again, here with us today to talk about energy consumption and efficiency in the data center. And Lance, thanks for taking time and joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
I kind of set up in the beginning here. We know the businesses today, they're concerned about saving money. They want to be efficient. They want to do it at many levels, and especially extending into that IT infrastructure. So let's talk a little bit about this. And this was mentioned to me earlier, so I want you to clarify and correct me if I'm wrong. But information I got was that the typical data center there, less than half of the electricity that's used actually makes it into compute, right? It's used for things like the electrical power systems, those cooling systems, the lighting, that type of stuff. One, am I correct with that number these days?
You're absolutely correct. Uptime actually just did a study, and it showed that the average data center PUE was almost 2, which means that 50% of the electrical usage went to the IT systems, and about 50% of the electricity usage went to everything else within the infrastructure to support the IT system. So the power, the cooling, the lighting, and then, of course, a lot of the waste that go along within that infrastructure.
And there is a lot of waste that turns into heat when we're talking about the lighting, all those types of things. So let's talk a little bit here then. High level, we'll drill down more, but high level, what is APC's focus? What is APC doing to kind of alleviate that issue and trying to change those numbers, get more energy into the compute?
Well, you know, it's a variety of things that APC is doing, from providing some of the best equipment on the market, particularly around things of the power systems, the power distribution, UPSs that are very efficient, also looking more onto the cooling side of things and looking at the way that the cooling is run, both from an in-row perspective as well as a more efficient perimeter unit that can be controlled. And then, of course, you go on from there and you look at the operation of the data center, particularly around the software capabilities, things like the data center infrastructure management, and some of the tools that people are able to use, particularly the data center operators, to manage not just the infrastructure, but particularly the IT systems themselves, and ultimately get the most out of the servers that you have within that data center.
If I were able to poll the listeners right now, Lance, and said, hey, folks, would you like to save like 30% on some of your power and cooling costs and systems and stuff like that? I bet you most would raise their hand. My understanding is that some of the data center architecture that APC by Schneider Electric allows people to use now can actually reach those types of savings, upwards of 30% on some installations.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case. Now, of course, it always depends on where you're coming from. Some people have taken a lot of steps in the past, and so it's harder to save 30%. Other people, they have a ton of opportunity. It just comes down to is what are their goals, what are their investment criteria, and then ultimately what's available for us to go look at, whether it needs to be replaced, say it's end of life, or if there's a great opportunity to go ahead and get something new in there. Maybe there's even a rebate that would facilitate that, but typically there is anywhere from probably 10 to 40%. 30% maybe on average of savings potential.
Let's talk, Lance, and get maybe this is your list, your top three or so list of the current trends out there that are driving energy consumption up in the data center. The first thing that comes to my mind is things like cloud initiatives, right? That is demanding more and more compute larger data centers for some organizations. What else is on your list of what's driving that trend of more energy consumption?
I mean, primarily just look at the fact that we live in a digital world. Everything we do, it seems like these days, goes back to some kind of data center, some kind of server requirement. And so as you mentioned, cloud initiatives where you're putting more servers out there to manage the systems that we utilize. You look at higher densities around a lot of these trends in the servers that are being created, where we're getting more kilowatts per square foot than we used to back in the day, which is certainly pushing up energy consumption. Even look at the fact that we have a lot of storage requirements and other compliance type issues, where we've got to maintain records for a long period of time, which again just drives up the demand for a lot of this IT load. And of course, as the IT demand increases, the infrastructure to support that also increases. And couple those together, particularly when you're looking at, you know, potentially 50% increase of the IT load on the infrastructure, now you're talking about an exponential growth in energy consumption.
You get to talk to and be involved with IT organizations. Do you find that they have energy efficiency as a high enough priority? Do they understand why energy efficiency needs to be higher on that list these days?
I would say that when we talk to people, they're always very aware of energy conservation. They don't always know what to do about it. As far as a priority, what I would tell anybody is that they need to maintain their systems. They need to maintain their uptime, because that is why they're in business. But because energy usage can be such a significant part of their operational budget, they sometimes don't recognize that. There was a report recently that showed as much as 42% of the cost of a data center over its life was spent on energy. Well, if you ignore 42% of the cost of anything, it could come back to bite you. And so when you look at that and say, are people prioritizing appropriately around efficiency, that's not always the case. And typically what that means is that there's some easy things they can do to not only improve their performance, often even their capacity, but also lower that cost and pay themselves back in the process through making smart investments.
Well, let's start talking about some of the things those folks can do. And earlier, Lance, I said, hey, a certain percentage you might be able to save, right, if you can go with newer technologies. What are some routes they can take so they can start lowering energy consumption, either just at the onset or continue along the path they've been on?
Well, again, it's going to go back to what they need. What I would tell people is that you always want to start with your server, start with your IT load. You know, that's going to be the greatest source, typically, of energy usage within your site, and that's going to drive a lot of the other decisions that you make, a lot of the other options that you have. So once you kind of take care of your IT strategy, if you will, and that looks a number of different ways, you know, from the server management aspect, you look at things like virtualization, you look at consolidation of servers, you look at, you know, kind of coordinating the way you run even your software on the servers to make sure that you're not increasing capacity unnecessarily, you can save a lot of money there. If you move from there into the infrastructure side of it, one of the great enablers, I'd say, particularly of the IT side, is in that DCIM, that data center infrastructure management, which is that software tool that's going to allow you to not only manage the infrastructure, but quite frankly, a lot of management around your server usage and utilization.
This is a great time then to get more detailed, Lance, from you on data center infrastructure management tools available from APC. So let's talk about those offerings and give our listeners a kind of insight into what APC is bringing to the table.
Absolutely. And so APC has made a significant investment in its software offering, both from a building automation standpoint, we'll say, before it even hits the data center, to manage things like the general space as well as the central plant, but also go into the white space itself and really make a significant look into, you know, the rack space, raised floor, cooling, servers, and things that go on from there. And so what we call that's our StructureWare offering. And so that's core to our DCIM offer. And StructureWare is what enables a lot of operators to really have a deep look into the operation of their data center, where they're utilizing assets, managing and organizing those assets, and then ultimately being able to kind of trend data over time, take a point-in-time viewpoint of their data center with things such as almost like a theoretical CFD analysis, how cooling is operating, and then they can start to make decisions to be more thoughtful over usage, not just of the IT equipment, but how they're operating the power, the cooling, and other aspects of it to both maintain efficiency, as we discussed, is a growing priority, but also still take hold of that top priority around performance and availability within the data center.
Because StructureWare is a software suite here, then I can only assume it can integrate into that current data center looking for those efficiencies. That's what we're talking about here. Not just a greenfield data center brand new from the ground up.
That's exactly right. A lot of times when DCIM is deployed, it's done almost as a retrofit, primarily in existing facilities. And so ultimately, you bring that DCIM into an existing site, and you're able to kind of get it under control, quite frankly, for the first time, get a good look back into what's going on, and then allow yourself to almost set a baseline of where were you on your performance before you installed this, and then start to make changes, and those changes can then be tracked over time. And then there you look at our infrastructure central as well as our operations and the ability to really dive deep into the software capabilities, but ultimately dive deep into what your goals are as far as improving your operation, improving your control of that site. It's an amazing tool, again, for the operators, but also when you look at it from an ownership or an executive level, is that this is a very critical part of your business, and a loss of this part of your business can have significant impact on your revenue and the relationship you have with your customers. And so that's why we have such a robust suite that, again, not only focuses in the area of the servers themselves, but integrates back to the rest of the facility, because in any one area, you know, that can take down your data center, and that's not something that we ever want to see happen. So the more it can communicate, the more control that can be shared, the more you're able to do with it, and then ultimately achieve the goals that you had set out when you got it in the first place.
Hey, Lance, good stuff, Dave. Really do appreciate you taking time to join us. I'm going to give some contact information to our listeners here in just a moment. Before I do that, the big old send-off, and thank you, sir, for being here.
I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me.
And folks, as you might recall at the beginning of the podcast, we did mention how businesses today are concerned about saving money and being efficient on many levels, including energy consumption in their data centers. APC has great tools and products available to help lower energy costs and improve efficiency within your IT infrastructure. Again, my thanks to Lance for joining us today and walking us through the benefits of improving energy consumption in the data center with APC. If you are interested in learning more about the benefits of products from APC and how PC Connections Data Center Practice Services can help you optimize data center operations, improve efficiencies, and identify and correct trouble spots in your data center, then you can visit online at pcconnection.com/APC. You're also invited to call 1-800-800-0014. We can provide you with the right services to help you properly design your power and cooling infrastructure, assist with co-location and disaster recovery facilities, and identifying correct trouble spots in your data center. If you want to send us a quick email, you can do that as well. connect@pcconnection.com. With that, we're going to wrap things up. Once again, I'm James Hillier. Thanks for joining us on this installment of Connection Point.